Hello, and welcome to Love's Curriculum. I am your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and your guide on this journey to awaken to the love that connects all. As a bridge for the High Council, which includes Jesus, the Archangels, and other light teachers, I look forward to joining with you to uncover your soul's divine purpose and ignite love in the world. It is time to join in the awakening. This is your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. Welcome to the show. I am excited to be here with you, and welcome to all those who have been listening for a while, all those who are newer to the show, and all those who are brand new today. So welcome. And if you are tuning in for the first time, this show comes out of my book, Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. It is on Amazon, where it reached number one international bestseller status in a few categories. And Love's Curriculum is become my heart's movement and mission to bring love to the world and higher consciousness to help all of us move from fear to love and to create heaven on earth. And I scribed the book, Love's Curriculum, for the High Council. The High Council is Jesus, the Archangels, and other light teachers. And it all came out of a wake up to my soul's assignment to scribe this book. And it happened in 2013. I began to get in contact with a voice and the spiritual beings that were working with me. But I started actually my career life as a lawyer 20 years before that. And I worked as a lawyer in Phoenix for 3 years. But on the very first day of my full-time law job, I had a wake-up call, another one, that I was off track, that I wasn't on purpose, that being a lawyer wasn't my purpose. It was like a remembering. Oh, wait, oops, this isn't what I was planning. And so I began to listen and began to, so what I listened to was that small voice within. And we're going to be talking today about what is that guiding voice within us, the voice for love, the voice of our higher guides guiding us, as opposed to the ego voice, the voice of fear and separation and doubt and judgment and not enoughness. So I began to listen to that small voice within, and it took me on a spiritual and personal growth journey, and through motherhood, through retraining in transpersonal counseling psychology, and eventually to hearing of my assignment through connecting with my guides and opening my heart and healing and removing the barriers to love. I heard of this assignment to be a conduit for the High Council. And I am so grateful to be fully living that now, to really feel that I am in this moment living my purpose, connecting with you, bringing love and connection. And these amazing messages and the work of the High Council. So today, as I was mentioning, we are going to explore the nature of the ego thoughts, or the voice of the ego, like judgment and selfishness and comparison, what we might even call evil thoughts, the guilt that we might feel about those, so how they actually keep us separate then from God, from love. And then how do we move into opening instead to that voice for love, that voice for God? I'll read from Love's Curriculum. And then at the latter half of the show, I will bring through the High Council here for you. So it's a chance to call in with a question. And as well, the High Council will lead and bring forward messages uniquely for you here as a group today listening. So as I begin, before we dive in much further, I want to set an intention, do a little prayer of surrender, so that this session, this time together, what we share, my words, are guided by Spirit. So I do ask that Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the voice for love, come through me today, that we see that this time together be in the highest good of each one of you, the highest good of all. And just to trust and let Spirit, what you have in mind, what you know, what words to be said that will bring about opening and love and connection for everyone here today. And so it is. So the nature of these ego thoughts, the ego voice in our head, let's first by exploring that a little. And I'm going to start with a quote from Love's Curriculum. This is in chapter 1. Christ's mind creates thoughts of love and peace, thoughts of golden light, whereas thinking with the ego, creating from the ego, acting with and listening to the ego mind, creates in the world a form, symbols and situations and instances and actions of distrust, disease, demise, destruction, and devastation. All forms of believing in separation and the ego versus understanding the truth of the voice for God. So it seems that as humans, we are set up to have almost a battle within us. It could be those old cartoon shows where we had the devil on one side and the angel on the other going back and forth. And so perhaps you can relate to the ego as an internal critic. So we might think of the ego as that self-judgment that's saying you're not good enough, you can't do it, they're going to laugh at you, don't trust yourself, na 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 na. You might relate to that kind of internal dialogue that can go on. As well, the ego thoughts would include things like judgments, comparison. For some of us, that may be harder to understand as the ego, because we often are so set up as humans to judge, compare, think things are better than other things, to look for what's right, what's wrong. We may tend to think in black and white. There's one good way and one bad way. We can even get righteous about our way being the right way. All of that is that voice of the ego. It's all about separation, fear of lack, and it seems to be a part of this human experience that we do have that ego voice inside. The part of being human in this form that we think there's not enough. We think that we need to attack others or defend ourselves or get what we need from others. It can also be ego thoughts could be the part that we may even call shadow sides. Jealousy, hate, wanting to harm others. What we could even call evil thoughts of attack, of if this person just wasn't here. And if you get really honest, we could probably all relate to one time or another having a thought pop in, oh, if only they weren't here, if only they would die. Or you hear young kids even say, I wish you would die. Of course, they don't mean that, but those thoughts are there. But I want to point out, as you notice these thoughts, that they're not really in our control on whether they show up. So they're automatic. They seem to be part of human consciousness. Again, they're from the ego, this part of our mind that thinks it's separate and bad. And I'll just invite you just for a minute, maybe not a full minute, but we're going to get quiet here. And I just want you to tune in and listen right now to what is the chattering going on in your mind? What is the ego saying? Is it could be saying, oh, what she's saying doesn't make sense, or I'm not getting this, or I don't agree, or oh yeah, that's right. So I'll give you a few seconds here just to get present to what right now, what voice, what words are you hearing inside, what dialogue? Good. So I invite you to do that. And as well, to the practice of meditation is so powerful because we begin to observe those thoughts. Because that's a really key piece here in dealing with this somewhat human, or not somewhat, this human part of us, this ego part that can pop in, is to see that these thoughts kind of float in from nowhere, it may feel like. And so we don't really have so much control of what thoughts come in, but we do control what thoughts we entertain, what thoughts we focus on, what thoughts we feed. And as we become more aware and can choose that voice for love, we can say, I'm not going to believe that ego thought. Thank you very much. And then as soon as you do that, there's something else that opens up. Because as soon as you claim that as an illusion, that doesn't need to be the truth. I don't need to believe that I need to be jealous or there's not enough. Usually then it makes a space for that love of, or the voice of love to come through. You can even ask there, God, guide me. What is true here? So you can then be open to what messages you get there, what feelings you have there. So I want to share a story about how I picked this topic for today. So the other morning in the kitchen, I was, again, this shows the nature of how thoughts can just show up out of nowhere, and they're human, and we don't choose the ones that come in, but we get to choose what we do with them. So the other morning, I'm making toast, and some story that was on the news started to run through my head. Again, I'm not present in the moment there. I'm already in the ego, really, because it's playing the past. It's playing a new story, and I'm starting to compare and think about it, judge it. Who's the good guys? Who are the bad guys? And suddenly it started to pop in. Well, what if some people's lives are more valuable than others? Are some people living better than others? And then I had this real conviction just for a second of, oh yeah, some humans are just more valuable. And then I had the thought, how bad of me, how awful, oh my gosh, I felt sick to my stomach. I don't want to believe that. That's like beliefs of evil warlords and dictators and Hitler, and oh, that doesn't go with me and what I believe. And yet there that thought came in. And I would say that that is a shadow thought of humanity, that it seems to be in our human consciousness, those mean thoughts. Now, the problem, I think, what happens is if we feel guilty there, like I did, my first thought was, oh my gosh, that's so awful. That's not me. When we have that feeling of guilt or shame or worry, oh my gosh, maybe I'm not a good person, all of that, then we tend to shut down, we hide, we have shame. In the worst case, someone may believe those thoughts and actually act on them, but it all just reinforces the ego. The ego loves it. You've now put yourself in this prison that you aren't good, that God won't love you. Maybe you're a bad person. And so the ego, in a way, has done exactly what it wants, and it's kept you separate. You're not going to hear the voice for love there, the voice for God. And then I began to think about, for me, another personal story around, I want to say, the difficult nature, how we might really punish ourselves just for the thoughts, how we may not feel that they're just neutral and a thought coming through. We might attach to them and then create this tsunami of guilt and separation. And that is around obsessive compulsive thoughts, OCD. And so that was something I struggled with very strongly in my teen years and into my 20s until I began to use cognitive behavioral therapy. And for me, the OCD showed up mostly as what they call pure obsessions. So just thoughts that would get stuck in a cycle. Unwanted negative thoughts over and over, seemingly outside of my control, coming in and sticking. And they could be random. But like me and many others who may have this type of obsessive compulsive thought, they were usually around scary things, sexual abuse, fearing you might harm someone, that you couldn't be trusted, that you might have a disease, that you might be sick, that you might say the wrong thing. So for me, they were always thoughts that would get stuck, and or they would come in and they were something completely opposite to what I would want, like harming my dog or something. But I, instead of saying, oh, what a strange, funny thought, let that go. The nature of the OCD is you cling to it and they go, oh, maybe it's true. I need to think about this. I need to worry about this. Oh my gosh. And there's a feeling and energy and chemistry in the brain that happens that drives you to think there really is something wrong and to try and fix it, trying to relieve it. But it's this negative. And for me, there was guilt around it, which just fed it and kept it going. And so I found CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy. And a big part of what you had to do was to call it on its bluff, to get really strong and say, oh, that's just a random thought. It's from the OCD. I don't need to pay attention to it, even though I'm feeling all this stuff around it that I should pay attention. And then put your mind somewhere else, refocus somewhere else. And it was hard work. Oh, and it worked. And it was what I can see the gift in it all now is what a great skill for mastering those everyday human ego thoughts that come in, for being able to say, I'm going to choose a different thought. I'm going to focus on the voice for love instead. I'm going to set that aside. I'm going to let go of the guilt that a thought could define me or that I am this thought. Because I do believe that as we practice how to distinguish the ego thought, how to, I want to say again, call it on its bluff. You're not the truth of me. You're not the truth of the situation. I can let you go. I can make a different choice. That we begin to have experience less of that negative thought or less of the ego. It seems to get quieter at times. It may not be there all the time. You may then not be judging yourself all the time or having jealousy pop up all the time. So I do believe that as we practice, the voice of love gets stronger. It's like some of you may have heard of this one, the First Nations story where the young boy is talking with the grandfather and the grandfather says, it's like you have two wolves inside of you, one light and one dark. And they're at war with each other. And the young boy says, well, who wins, grandfather? And he says, the one you feed. So again, focusing, refocusing off of those negative thoughts and beginning to allow what's there when you let go of those, the strong, strong truth of the voice of God. So I'll read another quote here from Love's Curriculum. And yet each one of you does need mind healing, clearing training so that you can become aware of love, of the truth, and take your focus on to the voice for God and not the voice for the ego. So I want to share six steps that I found have helped me, especially around those shadow thoughts or beliefs that can pop in. Especially if you tend to think of yourself as a very kind spiritual person, and suddenly, and you've done a lot of work around this, and you've embraced love, and you generally see oneness and kindness, like me making toast, you may have this thought pop in. Ah, whatever it might be. I'm so jealous, or that person, whatever, or, oh, I just wish this person wasn't here. If they just got in an accident, wouldn't that be great? And again, I'm not saying you're consciously mulling this over or wanting this to happen, but a thought can pop in. It may be, what's another good, I'm trying to think. Maybe some are coming to mind for you right now as we say this. Maybe it's a reoccurring thought in the situation where you just can't seem to get past your anger or judgment on somebody. It just keeps popping in, even though you wish it wouldn't. So what to do there? And this is what I found myself doing in the kitchen that day, because I had a lot of guilt when I had that. Oh, yeah, some people's lives are just more valuable than others. Ugh. What followed was that, oh my gosh, I'm such a bad person. How could that be? Oh, I don't want to feel that. But here I was. I could feel the conviction in that. Not even coming from me, but just in human consciousness that that exists. And obviously coming through me in that moment. So again, so I think the first key is you have to remember you are not your thoughts. And you didn't want or say, hey, thought, come in. It's something that happens. We're human. It's part of the ego. It's what it's there for. That's its job, is to have those kind of thoughts. So if you can affirm that you are not that thought and that you are love, so you can take some of the power out of it there. And then step two would be to be brave and embrace it. Don't run from it. Don't stuff it down and say, oh, I'm awful. I shouldn't have that thought. Just sit with it. Allow it. Say, oh my gosh. Get curious. Whoa. I just felt that. I thought that. That's something I see others do in the world, and they're acting it out. Wow. It is in my consciousness. It is in human consciousness. So really begin to embrace it. If it has a lot of energy to it and charge or guilt or shame, then just embrace, bring loving awareness to yourself there. So step three would be to ask your guides, the angels, the Holy Spirit to help you, to pray for help there, to pray to clear it. Because really what you're up to, I could call spiritual alchemy. In that moment that you bring love and awareness, don't run from those scary thoughts that come up. You're changing them. You're transforming them into love. You're allowing the voice for love to become manifest. So I kind of combined a few steps there. We had one, remember you're not your thoughts. Two, be brave and embrace it. Three, ask for guidance, bring your guides in. Four would be bring loving awareness to it. So bring that love, create that spiritual alchemy. Step five would be remember you are healing for all of humanity. That when each one of us can bring love instead of reaction to those ego thoughts, or instead of acting upon them, then we are changing the world. And number six would be have self-love and compassion there, right? Because some of, again, we mentioned that the ego thoughts may create the feeling of shame and guilt, punishment of yourself, not valuing you, condemning yourself, hiding from love. So instead, bringing self-love and gentleness and compassion to yourself there. So here's another quote from Love's Curriculum. Bring love to all the parts you judge as scary, dark, nasty, wrong, ugly, broken, mistaken, critical, unloving, judgmental. Bring them into awareness and acceptance, and then enter into the kingdom with them. Allow love to be there. So bringing loving awareness, allowing love to transmute and transform It opens the door for them experiencing that voice for love. As soon as you bring love to it, you begin to have feelings and thoughts of compassion, understanding, gentleness, win-win, all of those things, your unity, your oneness, and the very most you open to God's love for you there and forgiveness. And you've now chosen for love instead of the ego. You've shifted. You've revealed the kingdom within you in that moment. So we're going to take a short break. And when we get back, I'm going to read from chapter 5 a little bit and from chapter 6 in Love's curriculum. So we'll see you back in a few. Do you hear your soul calling to you? Do you feel your heart pulling you toward a new vision, toward your soul's divine purpose manifest in the world? If so, it makes sense. We as lightworkers and love advocates are being called to be the change now by showing up in our authentic divine light and service in the world. No more wasting time in the fear of change, the one day I'll do it, the old limiting beliefs or fears of being seen. And you also deserve to be lovingly supported and guided to take the concrete action needed to show up and manifest your soul's dream. That is why I have designed my Team for Love 12-week mentoring program, in which I support you in gaining the clarity, connection, and courage to shine your heart and purpose in the world. To learn more and apply, visit lovescurriculum.com under the Work with Jenny mentoring page. I look forward to hearing from you. Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, I am Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. So today we are exploring the nature of ego thoughts and how to move through them to the voice for love. And now I'm going to read from Love's Curriculum, the book that I scribed for the High Council. And I'll start with a few paragraphs from chapter 4. It's titled Wisdom, and it is the voice of Jesus. Today we will learn about wisdom. Only the wise shall enter heaven, although in time all will be wise. For wisdom is knowing one's true connection to God. When you are wise, you allow yourself to be vulnerable as you allow true wisdom to fill your heart, mind, and being. The true wisdom that you need not be perfect to enter heaven. This is an important point to remember. No one need be perfect to enter heaven. You need only be perfect in God's eyes, which means you remember your true place as a child of God. You become wise and thus enter heaven. All are on this journey of remembering, whether they have accepted this fact in their awareness as of yet or not, for heaven awaits us all. You have become fixated on doing it all just right in your traditions and religions and spirituality, when the answer lies in accepting yourself as you are, for you are all children of God, wholly perfect and holy. We want you to remember that love is the answer, and love does not require perfection. Love is perfect in its own right, for it is love, and it is all there is, and all powerful. Bring love to all the parts you judge as scary, dark, nasty, wrong, ugly, broken, mistaken, critical, unloving, judgmental. Bring them into awareness and acceptance, and then enter into the kingdom with them. Allow love to be there. For remember, you are immersed in the field of love, in the ocean of love. And as you bring these parts you judge as imperfect and unlovable into the center of your awareness, instead of pushing them aside or running from them, then you sit in the ocean of love and bathe these flaws in love. You bring them to the light. As I said in A Course in Miracles, let the light heal all mistaken thoughts about yourself, for they are merely illusions that will dissolve as you keep them in love's awareness, as you bring them consciously to love. For only love is real, and the flaws will dissolve as the illusion that they are. In the end, we want to welcome each one of you wherever you are at. We lead you each by the hand across the threshold into the light of heaven that has always been there, always been here, just hidden from you by a fog. We lead you into heaven in plain and bare clothes, naked, aware of all these flaws. For again, these flaws are merely illusion and not to be focused on. They are not the focus. So from that was from chapter 4. And now I will read a few paragraphs from chapter 26, Addictions, Abuse, and the Body. And this is in the voice of Archangel Raziel. When you think that you have come out of the ocean of love into form, you've made a mistake. You have thought of yourself as separate from God, when in truth you are not and cannot be separate from God. But because of your mistaken belief and thought, you manifest guilt. Guilt that comes from thinking you have left God and that God must now be angry with his sons and daughters. You manifest guilt, which is a thought outside the thought God holds of you. To God, you are still his holy children, and nothing has ever changed. So, when you seemingly come into form, you manifest guilt, a thought outside the view God holds of you, and yet it does not take you outside God's love. Guilt does not place you beyond or outside the realm of God's love. Contrary to what the ego voice would tell you, God loves you no matter what, no matter how guilty you think you are or how much shame you choose to feel. You are never a son or daughter outside of God. God says, "Wake up to the truth, wake up." We say, "Wake up to your true inheritance as a child of God." We laugh at your belief, your trust in this fear of your shame and guilt. And yet we know we must meet you there as it feels all too real to you. We both understand and do not understand. We hold the truth. We hold the truth in awareness for you. Which will you choose to see? The true reality of God's love for you and your innocence, or this mistaken belief that never could produce reality, this mistaken belief in guilt and shame. Neither guilt nor shame is manifest in the heart of God, and therefore cannot in reality exist in yours. Ah, so take a big breath there. Maybe placing your hand on your heart for a moment and just receiving. No need to figure out the words, just let them percolate or land within your heart. Notice your internal dialogue or thoughts going on. You can ask to choose the voice for love here, the voice for truth about you. Wonderful. All right, we're going to take a short break. And then when we get back, I'm going to be tuning in to the High Council for you. So it is a chance to call in if you have a question you want to ask or for a mini message from the High Council. Again, the High Council is Jesus and the archangels and other light teachers that are working with us. And that is one of my jobs to bring them through for you. So the number to call, if you do wish to call in, is 1-888-627-6008. Again, 1-888-627-6008. All right, we'll see you back soon.
Interested in having Jenny and the High Council come to speak to your group? Contact Jenny at lovescurriculum.com to inquire about arranging a mystical, inspiring, love-filled event with the High Council. Again, that's lovescurriculum.com.
Just tuning in. This is Love's Curriculum. I am Jenny Hogg Ashwell, your host. And today we are exploring the nature of ego thoughts, the guilt that can arise with those, and how to move through them to the voice of love. So, right now, I see we don't have anyone calling in. I'll give the number one more time just in case. 1-888-627-6008. And so what I'm going to do is tune in, invite the High Council, and if we have a caller, great, and if we don't, great too. I will bring through their words and wisdom and sharing on this glorious day for all of you, and this time we've created this space of connection. All right. So I ask that the High Council draw near, knowing you are always near, living in each one of our hearts, that you represent the voice for love, the voice for God. You are guides and teachers helping us to hear and to register with that voice, to connect with that voice, to make it manifest in our lives. And so I ask for you to draw near. I ask that my guides and the angels that work directly with me personally help me be a clear conduit as I surrender to be a conduit for you. And we ask that this be in the highest good of each one listening, the highest good of all, and in the name of love. And so it is. I invite you during this time, listeners as well, to, if you're able, close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. You may wish to place your hand on your heart. Feel your feet on the floor. Ask to be open, to feel light coming down through the top of your head. And feeling the earth's energy coming up through the floor. Yes, we do ask. This is the High Council now speaking with you. We do ask that you connect in this way, that you gently create an internal space to receive from us today, that you allow your body to be fed with the energy and light of the earth and the divine light behind it all, letting the energies come up through the soles of your feet and letting the energy come down through the crown. Ways in which the light is able to work through your body and manifest in that body of form that you seem to find yourself in. And if it helps to place your hand on your heart as we wish to connect with you, we simply wish to allow you to experience this connection, to know that the voice for love is within you, that it is your connection to love, that it does not leave you, that even when you are spinning in your ego thoughts or feeling separate in your mind or judging yourself or others, that even or especially when you may be judging yourself or feeling guilty, feeling separate, feeling shame, feeling worried, feeling downtrodden, feeling less than, feeling ashamed and that you must hide from love or God, especially then, know that love and God are there with you. It may be easier in times of joy or openness or meditation to trust our words, to experience the love of which we speak. But know that that love is there for you always. It is especially there. It is meant to cure you of your dis-ease, your mistaken beliefs. So call on love, especially when you feel or the ego tells you that you are unworthy of it. Call on love, especially in those times when you have judged yourself as guilty or wrong or bad. Call on love when you are judging others. So know that as soon as you judge others, there is a part of you that does feel guilty because the other is you, and you realize you are judging not only yourself, you may even feel that you have judged God or that God has judged you. So we say now, let us just take a big breath and on the exhale, let out all of that heavy burden of judgment, of self-criticism, of guilt. And the remedy, the antidote, is to bring love. To become aware in those moments, to embrace love, to surrender any of those feelings, experiences of guilt or shame to love. It's as if you are in that very moment creating heaven on earth, creating a miracle. For when love shines into what appear to be the darkest corners of the world and your mind, then the truth is revealed, the truth that all is love, the kingdom of love is shining brightly always. You wisp away, draw away that illusion and that fog upon which the ego feeds. And two, we ask that you bring that part of you, that ego voice, the part that seems to be automatic and human, or that you may feel you're struggling with within yourself. Bring the struggle and bring that critical inner voice. Bring all of those dark and scary and nasty thoughts, or that you judge as so, into the light. as we said in love's curriculum, the ego itself needs to be brought to love. And it represents the part of you, of each one of you, that feels you have separated from God. And so it shows up in your mind as thoughts, shows up in human consciousness. And so again, each time you bring it to love, you are revealing the truth in the kingdom. And so if you wish now, just wish to help your energy, especially around your heart. So placing your hand on your heart, we're going to do a few sounds of awe. And it's just to help break up any density, it's almost like clearing away any cobwebs so that love is revealed. And that it's easier for you as you go forward from this time together, just to know that voice for love will be stronger. The voice of compassion, the voice of forgiveness, the voice that allows you to keep stepping forward in the truth and not getting stopped or hung up in the judgments of the ego or the guilt and the shame. And so we will do an awe through Jenny. You may join with us or just let it resonate in your body as you listen. Noticing and trusting what you feel, knowing that little cherubim and seraphim and light beings are sprinkling you with the light and lifting any darkness, knowing we are so proud of you. It is like you are our soldiers of love, our army of love, but soldiers in the best sense of the word, not coming forth in fear or attack, but in the power of love. And so we thank you for being here. And we invite you to slowly just trust that this experience will stay with you, that our connection has been deepened here. Just wiggling your toes and slowly opening your eyes. And so it is. Thank you. Thank you, too, from me here, Jenny, now. What a beautiful reminder experience of our innocence and light. And I thank each one of you for being here today, for exploring. And I look forward to, I would love to hear from you as you go forward from this time together or apply any of those steps or the passages in Love's Curriculum, how they may have helped you. And a great way to let me know is on the Facebook group, Lightworkers and Love Advocates. So if you're on Facebook, I invite you, search for Lightworkers and Love Advocates, and you can request to join, and there we can share. We share lots more of this kind of work. I do meditations on Friday in the group. So I invite you to join us in there. It is a great place to keep up this dialogue and keep sharing all and join, to really join in that, as that team for love, that army for love that the High Council has referred to and senses that we are. And we are. We are a force, a power for love as we join together. All right. Well, I invite you to welcome in this first day of spring, I believe, March 20th, or it's somewhere between now and tomorrow. So let us let love blossom in our hearts, and self-love, and that voice for love as we head into the spring. All right. Take care again. Thank you for being here. Much love. Bye-bye. Tune in bi-weekly to Love's Curriculum for more inspiration and guidance from the High Council. And in the meantime, visit online retailers to purchase Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. If you are wanting additional support and to join with fellow lightworkers and love advocates, then connect with me, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, on Facebook by requesting to join my private group, Lightworkers and Love Advocates. There, I offer a loving, inspiring, supportive environment to help you step into your light and shine. And if you are ready to make this your year to truly discover and live your soul's divine purpose, visit lovescurriculum.com to learn about the path of love, live your divine purpose, a 90-day mentoring program in which I help you gain the clarity, connection, and courage to shine. I look forward to connecting with you.